For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC. Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler.
Well, welcome back once again to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Narrow along with Coach Chuck Seiler. Coach, last week certainly, as compared to the weeks before, a bit of a challenge. Mid-Buchanan obviously has got a good team, and certainly some turnovers came into play as far as the loss of Fawcett, but certainly there's always a silver lining behind a loss, especially with a team of the caliber of Mid-Buchanan.
Well, Mid-Buchanan's a good football team, Jay. They did some pretty good things and just kind of had their, I don't know that they had their way with us, but the turnovers were a big killer for us, and then had a couple penalties that hurt us, and so it was just a rough night all the way around, and a lot of it caused by Mid-Buck.
Certainly, you can look at turnovers and say, you know, that's probably a situation, obviously, that caused momentum for them to happen, but certainly, like you say, usually turnovers can be caused by good play, either good hitting, good fundamental football, and certainly with district play, you know, we mentioned this last week, Coach, you're not one and done. You're a situation here where you take two teams out of the district, and you got something to play for every week.
Well, we do have it, and we know our backs up are against the wall. We need to win out now. But there even is a scenario that could mean if we would win one game, we still have a chance to go. And we don't want to just win one game. Our goals are set on two, and our goal is to set on to win the district, of course. And that could still happen even. There's lots of scenarios that could fall into place here. But the kids are very focused. They're not ready to quit playing. They don't want to go into the last week against East Buck with nothing riding on that game, with us being out of the mix. And I think we've had so far a good week of practice that the kids sick us and things, but I think we're going to find these kids are going to come to play on Friday night.
Well, now, Coach, you mentioned, too, that, you know, you went out. Certainly, as the situation will be very favorable. Of course, like you say, you just don't say it's over, really, until you're mathematically out. And certainly, with the new district, and I know we talked about this last week, I'll just kind of refresh a little bit. They take the top two teams from each district, and you really don't know until the very end, in many cases, if you're eligible to go or not for the playoffs.
That's exactly right. And by taking those top two teams, that just changes lots of things. And we can't say it's over till it's over in this deal. And so we need to just keep playing well and take one game at a time. And which we've done that all year anyway, and just play North Platte good football come Friday night, and then no matter really what happens, then we go play East Buck good football and just see what happens.
Well, Coach, certainly there's been a lot in the news lately about H1N1 and the flu that's going around. Some schools been closed, actually, in Northwest Missouri, from what we understand. How's the health of your team? I know you've been fighting that situation virtually all year, and hopefully that's through your team, but how's your team looking going into the next contest?
Well, we've had kids sick all week. gosh, we had Matt Stevens was sick. Patrick Browning has been, he's missed the last two games because he's been sick. Brett Grindstaff's been sick today. Colby Clemens went home yesterday, was back today, and he's been sick. The list could go on and on and on. So, yeah, it's affecting us a lot. Seems like once they go home and go to sleep, get lots of rest and drink some fluids, they kind of get better. But I know that it's hit a bunch of them. Raleigh Graham, Sam Hall, I don't know who all, a bunch of them had it. And, you know, we just have to deal with it and go on.
You bet, Coach. Certainly a game of Mid-Buchanan certainly like to put behind us, so we'll be back to talk with Coach about, boy, a very exciting week shaping up at West Platte as the Tobacco Stick game's coming up between West Platte and North Platte. Got a lot threading about that game. We'll be back to talk with Coach right after this.
We at Norm Productions would like to take this opportunity to thank all of those people all over the world who are serving our country to protect our freedoms. It should never be taken for granted, and certainly we want to take this moment to say thank you to all those people who make it happen. We appreciate what you do to take care of and protect our freedoms all over the world. Please enjoy the broadcast as we look forward to serving you for a change, as you have sacrificed to serve us with more than your time for all of us. Thanks again to our servicemen and women all over the world, and may God bless you. Hello, this is Jay Nauer of Norm Productions. This event is brought to you by your sponsors or your pay-per-view subscription or payment. We now have created a vehicle where you can sponsor games or events on a week-to-week basis through a program we have called SponsorLink. If you would like to sponsor the next event, just click on the amount that you would like to sponsor for, and your business or your name will be mentioned on the air. These increments can be for as little as $25 for the event. If the upcoming event is a scheduled pay-per-view event, you can create a situation with your $150 sponsorship to allow the event to be open to the public at no charge, and you'll be the featured sponsor of the event. It's that simple. Give it a try. Sponsor your team's coverage. You can make a difference to support the next broadcast. Coming your way is video of these events, and you can watch them from anywhere in the world for as little as $5 per day. Stay tuned to this website or moksports.com for listings that are coming. Sit back, relax, and watch the game in real time or at your convenience within a 24-hour purchase. Check the Norm Productions websites for details. Video is coming soon.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939, and from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays! This program brought to you by Wells Bank of Platte City at 3rd Street, Maine, Platte City, Missouri, 816-858-2121.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cow with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cow can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by Windpower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cow. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cow.
The
leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years. You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports. WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
Well, welcome back once again to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And, Coach, the thing about this, you're really in it every week. And this game between West Platte and North Platte, at least the last 10 years, I assume, has become more of a rivalry for what the playoff implications are. And certainly this is a very, very big game right now for the West Platte Blue Jays as well as the North Platte Panthers.
Oh yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, I had one of my kids tell me, they said that they're our main rival, Coach. And when you and I were going to school, Platte County was the main rival. And then, of course, that we don't play anymore. They've grown so big that they can't play. These kids are—they're fired up. They're fired up because it's a rival game. It's a district game. It's got lots of implications. So this is going to be quite a football game.
Coach, we mentioned off the air, at least between the break here, of the coach over at North Platte. He's done a great job in the 2 or 3 years that he's been there. I know I've gotten acquainted with him through our affiliate, MECSports.com, and Jim Bruckhoff. What has he done for that program over there, Chuck?
Jim is a good man. Jim and I are very good friends. I've never coached against him as far as me being a head coach and coaching in North Platte or when he was at Savannah. But I was an assistant at Platte County for many years, and Jim was at Savannah, and we had a lot of battles. And got to know Jim very well, very, very well then. He's a good man. Good guy to be around. Will be fun to compete against, and he's going to have his kids ready to play. And he's an excellent coach. He knows what he's doing. He's been at it for a long time and played the game. And he'll have his kids ready. Believe me.
Well, certainly, as far as Coach Brockhoff, from what I see on the MEC, he mostly likes to lean to the running game. Is that the same philosophy that he has now?
Well, he's in the last couple of years, he's opened it up a little bit. When he first came to North Platte, it was still the run game. But in the last couple of years, he's gone to the spread. He is run first. There's no doubt about that. And I think when it comes down to real crucial times in the game, he's probably going to run it. But he's opened it up a lot more, and a lot more than I've ever seen him with spread. And so he's not afraid to throw it a little bit too now.
Certainly, as far as North Platte strategy, it's like you say, it sounds like they're evolving just like everybody else as far as the offensive and defensive strategies now that we see played in the game today. But, Coach, we've got to mention with this game and the rivalry that has grown, I would have to say. You mentioned back in the days Platte County, so really there is no local rival. And I think North Platte may have treated West Platte as a rival first, I guess. That might be the most friendliest way for me to say it. But as the years have grown on, it's become a tobacco stick game. I don't know when that tradition came to play, but that's, I guess, what they're playing for now. I think we might find a few of those around this area, Chuck, a tobacco stick or two. But anyway, there's, as a result of this growing rivalry, we're also adding media now, or look at the potential of a major television station up in Kansas City bringing a legend up here in Lenny Dawson. It's looking good. Of course, we'll mention that. All you got to do is go to westplattesports.com and click the link. and we're looking at getting that coverage here as well. It's also going to be the first video streaming game of football here at West Platte from westplattesports.com, Chuck. So hopefully everybody's handling that well. What does everybody as far as the team thinks about this kind of coverage?
Well, it's very exciting. I told the kids yesterday at the end of practice, well, we always have a time when we, all the coaches get to talk to them, and I was telling them about the KNBC TV deal and that we could be the game of the week, and they were all excited. Will helicopter be here was one of the questions, and I said, well, I think, which could be a neat thing, and having Lenny Johnson here, which is a legend, of course, these kids have been as young as they are. I did have one of them look at me and go, well, Coach Simon, who's Lenny Johnson? And, you know, you know, a lot of them were looking at him like, well, you know who Lenny Johnson is, but anyway, it's just a lot of hoopla with that. If we get that game, that could be a neat deal. There's a lot of hoopla about this game anyway. Then you guys would do your video streaming with it. It's going to be a pretty big time deal.
Yeah, Coach, and certainly, hopefully there won't be too many distractions. The kids will be focused to certainly play this game. In a way, I look at it as kind of a second homecoming game, so hopefully the kids will respond well and play a great game against North Platte. Certainly they need it to keep in this district race.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, even and to throw everything else on top of this deal of senior night, too. So there'll be some emotions flying high, and we've got a lot of things going on. And, you know, I told the kids today, I said, seniors, I said, this could be your last home game if we don't do well. And if we get to go on after the districts and move on, then we've got a chance for a home game eventually. But there is a chance that if you don't do well, this could be it. And they kind of looked at me like, son, what are you talking about? And I said, well, that's the reality you face. So that maybe that's a little more motivation for you to do well. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Trying to keep the kids focused. I don't think we'll have a problem with that. We don't have school Friday, which we'll get out half day tomorrow. We're going to practice early, and then we have parent-teacher conferences. Then we don't have school Friday, which if I had my druthers, I would say we would be in school Friday and keep it normal. But we're going to bring them in Thursday morning and get them up out of bed, moving around, and then we'll have our normal pregame meal. And by the way, at our pregame meal Friday, we're going to have all three of the Miller boys, Mark Rand Hall, are coming, all alumni of West Platte, and are coming to talk to the kids. And this will be the second time we've done that this year that brought an alumni in, but Joe Collison in earlier this year. And so we're trying to keep it as normal as we can and hopefully play well.
Man, you know, we talk about legends and Lenny Dawson. I mean, you mentioned those three names, Mark Miller, Ray Miller, and Paul Miller. You know, I don't know how many quarters of college football was played between those, or college athletics, actually, that was played between those three guys. And I know you played with Mark, and I got a chance to see Ray, and I had an opportunity to play with Paul. And, of course, those people don't know, there's a lot of conference victories and playoff victories between those three fellows, Coach.
There's a ton. And then you have to win their kids that have played here and stuff too. And the Millers have been headquarter tradition and history behind them at West Platte. And I just got to thinking that maybe I could get all three of them up and talk to the kids. And when we had Joe Collison there, the kids just thought it was pretty neat to hear Joe talk. And I know that they're going to find these guys, neat guys, and you know, they're not only athletes, they're good people, and so that makes it even better. And I'm looking forward to hearing them talk too, and haven't seen Paul in quite some time. I get to see Mark and Ray quite often, but I haven't seen Paul for a long time, so it'll be a neat deal.
Coach, you know, one thing I think we need to talk a little bit more about, and I know this might bring a show a little bit longer, so I appreciate it, but you know, you talked about development of these kids' players, but I think you hit on something really big. We need to develop these kids as good adults, and I think that's what we're looking at doing with the program you're doing there.
Well, we're trying. You know, we're making them responsible. We're making them accountable for things. Sometimes they don't like it, and I understand that. You know, if the kids, we tried 2 or 3 things this year, but if one of the young men gets a detention, now they have to miss a, depending on what the detention is, they can miss up to a half of a football game. And just different things like that, that we're trying to make them accountable for. We expect them to be on time, and just a lot of different things that we've gone through with them. And there's a lot more to sports and to football than just the game. And lots of life lessons learned, and we hope we're teaching them a few things, and they'll come away better people once they're done. And that's kind of the outcome. Not to say that any of them are bad people to start with, but they're kids. That's what they are. They're all kids, and so it's fun to watch them grow up and hopefully change, and then it's fun to watch them graduate and go on and make some of their lives. And we hope we've had some kind of influence on them.
Well, that's great, Coach, and a great philosophy I think we all can take home. Well, Coach, good luck against North Platte. Hopefully we'll talk to you after a West Platte win next week.
Jay, thanks for having me again, and we always enjoy this. And, yeah, we hope we can have something happy and positive to talk about next week.
See you next week, Coach. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Well, we'd like to thank Coach Seiler once again for being with us on the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. We wish the Blue Jays well as they play in the Tobacco Stick game, playing North Platte at home. And, wow, a lot of media looks like coming into town with KMBC, hopefully. And make sure to stay tuned to westplattesports.com as we'll be bringing to you live video streaming. It'll be like TV on your computer, and certainly you'll enjoy that. We'll enjoy bringing that to you with Alan Littner, Joe Van Amberg, and myself, as well as Austin Littner running the camera. We're looking forward to bringing video streaming to westplattesports.com with this game, West Platte versus North Platte. Certainly like to make an advertisement. If you'd like to be a sponsor of this event, feel free to click the link to where we could get you a sponsor and your mention on the air. Well, thanks for joining us here once again on the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Nauer here signing off. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.
The attack against the Fox News channel, it's going to ultimately, I believe, backfire on the White House.